Hello, my name is Joshua Kistler. This is my podcast where I intend to talk about investing. A few people may stumble into financial security, but for most people, like myself included, the only way to attain financial security is to save and invest over a long period of time. You just need to have your money work for you, and that's what is called investing. Knowing how to secure your financial well-being is one of the most important things you'll ever need in life. You don't have to be a genius to do it, you just need a few basics, form a plan, and be ready to stick to it. There is no guarantee that you'll make money from investments that you'll make, but if you get the facts about saving and investing and following through with an intelligent plan, you should be able to gain financial security over the years and enjoy the benefits of managing your money. This podcast will talk about five of the most commonly asked questions about the basics of investing. Keep in mind, these are the bare basics, and there is a lot to learn. However, starting out learning the basics and building your overall vocabulary will make investing a lot less scary and foreign. So the first question is, what is investing, and why should you even care? Well, think about it this way. The average checking account offers an annual interest rate of only 0.5%. A saving account offers 0.9%. If you think about the stock market, the annual index average, that's taking all of the stocks and the overall average of gains, is 7%. So you have two different types of investing. You have capital gains and you have dividend investing. Capital gains is basically you taking in the growth of the stock and then you are banking on it going up over a long period of time. A good example of this is like Amazon. Dividend investing is large companies that have very little growth left due to their overall size. So what they do is they take a portion of their profits and give it back to their shareholders in the form of dividends. So this is basically where you can make money off of however many shares that you own. The power of compounding, that's where you take the dividends, is the single most important reason for you to start investing right now. Every day you are invested is a day that your money is working for you, helping to ensure a financially secure and stable future. So the second question is, what is a bond and what is a stock? Well, it's pretty easy. Bonds are a form of debt. Bonds are loans or IOUs, but you actually serve as the bank. You loan your money to a company, a city, or the government, and they promise to pay you back in full with regular interest payments. A city may sell bonds to raise money to build a bridge, while the federal government issues bonds to finance its spiraling debts. So, stocks are different. Stock is defined as a share of ownership of a company. If you own a company's stock, you actually own a percentage of the company itself, including its assets like vehicles and chairs and buildings, and a percentage of its profits. For example, if a company issues 1,000 shares and you own 100 shares, that does not mean that you can go to the company headquarters and take a tenth of the furniture. It means that if the company was profitable and they made $100,000 and decided to pay it out to the shareholders, you would get one-tenth or $100,000 of its, which is $10,000. People invest in companies that they think will be profitable with the hope that the company will start paying out its profits to the shareholders. Likewise, if the company was not profitable and you decided to close, and the company might just sell off its furniture for $1,000 and you would only get $100 back. Third question is, what is an ETF? So these are pretty popular these days. An ETF is an exchange-traded fund. Basically, it's a basket of different types of investments that are pulled together in a single entity, which then offer shares to investors that are subsequently traded on major stock indexes. Each share of an ETF gives its owner a proportional stake in the total assets of the exchange-traded fund. ETFs generally track various benchmarks, with each fund investing with the objective of matching the returns of the benchmark that the fund has chosen. There are a few ETFs that have portfolio managers that actively select their own investments, but because of the disclosure rules that require such funds to tell investors about their holdings on a daily basis, most managers who want to manage money using active management strategies choose vehicles other than ETFs. The Fourth question, do I need a stockbroker to get stocks? Crazy enough, you can actually buy stocks on your phone. With technology the way it is today, there are multiple robo-advisors or applications on your phone that allow you to buy shares for free, such as Robinhood, and other robo-advisors that allow you to buy fractional shares of a company like M1 Finance. This is one that I can't give recommendations on because it's based on what you want. So I would recommend, you know, looking up whatever broker that you want or the reviews and stuff like that. And basically, you're going to have to make your own determination based off that. The final question is the most important and probably the most asked. So how much should I invest? So this is a hard one. Knowing where you can put your money is a huge step, but you also need to figure out exactly how much to put there. If you don't have a detailed budget, at least make a list of all your expenses, what you spend monthly on bills, loans, food, and entertainment. Only invest once you know you can pay all your monthly bills and you've saved at least 3 months worth of living expenses in case you lose your job or something happens to your car or a large expense comes up. Other than that, it's recommended that you consistently invest. So if you have $10,000 today and you threw it all into the stock market, you'd only get the price of today. It's actually preferred that you take that $10,000 and split it up into $1,000 chunks and invest that over a long period of time. That's called dollar cost averaging, and overall, it performs better than you just buying one shares of the day. We all know this because the stock market goes up and down dramatically week to week. In closing, investing may seem scary, but it doesn't have to be. Just research your options carefully and consider starting off with a small initial investment in a passively managed fund, such as an ETF or even a mutual fund, or one or two companies that you believe are going to stick around, such like Disney or Amazon. Especially if you're working toward a long-term goal like retirement, it's most important to stay confident even during unprofitable years in the stock market. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.